2 Peter chapter 1 and it's verse 2 and 3. We're going to declare that. That's the word of God. And the greatest thing about the word of God, that when we declare the word of God, then God answers to his word. And that's one thing I'm learning. You understand? I'm not saying that you will study the whole Bible. Yes, you study the Bible to be approved. Amen? But by studying the whole Bible, you actually start to eat up the word. So when you stand and you're declaring, all you're declaring what God has already said. It's a done deal. Victory. The cross. It's finishing work. You understand? Now, if we could stand up and declare this, we read this together. That is the word or the theme that we're standing on for a season. I'm not putting all time into God's word.
That's right.
God's word works for seasons. You understand? And we're in that season. 2 Peter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 and it's verse 2 and 3. We are going to read it and declare it into the atmosphere. And let the Holy Spirit do the rest. Amen? After 3. 1, 2, 3. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. According as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to the glory and virtues. Allow the Holy Spirit to work as we have declared that word. The Holy Spirit will bring the revelation to us. The Bible also states that his word will go forth, will not come back empty, or the King James call it void, but it will accomplish, and it will be successful in Jesus' name. Amen. Seated in the presence of God. One of the things I really want to bring to the table is food. Psalms 23 was awesome.
Amen.
Amen. What I capture out one of the parts of the verses was that God has prepared his table before the enemy. Hello. To me, that is goodness. That is God. God works in mysterious ways. You know, when the Bible talks about mysterious. And one of the characters, and this is the season of bringing characters out of the word of God that we can learn, because we're going to learn about these characters, because God created these characters. And it's for us to hold on to the character in the time and season that we're actually going through. One of the persons that God has pressed on my heart, he's been pressing on my heart, was a person called Samson. Samson is a wonderful story. It's only 4 chapters from the book of Judges, chapter 13 to 16. 4 chapters. And what the story is, a story about a woman, his mother, was barren. God used a woman that was barren. An angel of the Lord came and spoke to this woman. And the woman received the word. She did not look on her state and said, Lord, this man of God, how can you tell me, send me I have a child when I know that I cannot have a child? She received the word and she actually ran with the word to her husband and said, I have met the man of God that has been clear that we will have a child. The young man said, who said that? She said, a man of God has said this. So he said, well, I need to hear it for myself. So he seeked unto God. He heard the woman, but he seeked unto God. And said, could you come back again to me? Because I'm the other man. But look how God worked. He came back to the woman. Now, why am I taking it from that angle? Because sometimes we think we know how God works. And sometimes God has a way of working that makes us have to surrender. Because we cannot look on God and think this is how God works. Sometimes we get it wrong. If you read Judges 13, it states from the beginning that Israel had gone back into sin. So the Lord had handed Israel over to the Philistines for 40 years. If you read it, I'll read it to you. And this is something that I caught out of it. Let's read the word of God. Verse 1, chapter 13, verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. God had allowed Israel to be under that kind of pressure because of the sins that they had committed. Now if you read verse 2, and there was a certain man of the Zorah, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. Verse 3, and the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman. I'll stop here. And stated, that you shall have a child that will deliver Israel out of evilness, bondage. Whatever it may be, that child will do it. That tells me, where was repentance? Hello? God never called no repentance or deliverance. God sent the angel, spoke. The angel spoke on the behalf of God. This man shall deliver Israel out of bondage, out of sin. When I read that, it made me start to think. Because sometimes the human being can become perverse. You need to be doing it this way. You need to be doing it that way. And God has said, I am God. Where is there any repentance? The Bible does not say that there were some people there praying, fasting. It stated that Israel was in bondage. God released Israel. Then God turned up and spoke to one woman, a barren woman, and said that this child is anointed. If you read the books of Judges, no one was called like how Samson was called. God was doing something new here. When I read it, God was doing something new. Samson's father was not a leader. So usually when you call a leader, there's some kind of lineage. There's something already being set. But God was doing something that was meant to draw man back to him. Hello? Mary. Who was Mary? Mary just came on the scene when the angel spoke to him. There is no lineage. The only lineage that we learned about Mary, that she came from what? The tribe of Levites. But the ladies did not represent as priests.
Hello.
Oh, come on. The ladies were not recognized as priests. But the angel came to Mary. He never went to man and said, listen, find this woman and Mary, this and this is going to happen. He came to Mary, a woman. Can you see how God operates? All right then. I've done a little bit of study on Samson, right? And I realized that there were some writers that started to look on the weaknesses of Samson. Because Samson's wife was uncircumcised. So that was self. But where's my phone? Samson took a wife that was not an Israelite, so he was uncircumcised. In the Moses law, that's a big thing. You've actually gone against God. So what? Man had started to live on the word. You do that, and this is what will happen. When I started to read the word, I realized that God was breaking my way of thinking. Because if you read Judges 14, Samson said, I have seen a woman that pleases me. A woman that pleases me. So my question is about wait, were there no other woman in Israel camp that pleases you? Why this particular woman pleases you? The prophecy that was spoken over Samson's life, that he would be the one that would deliver Israel out of bondage. There is something that God does to us that makes us have compassion. Sometimes we have to lick rock bottom to know the will of God. I'm sorry. Sometimes, yes, we have the word. But did Christ bear all our infirmity, all our sickness? In the garden of he prayed to his veins burst. The Bible said he prayed to his veins. He was feeling what we feel now. Wasn't it Christ who sat down in the Pharisees' house, when a woman who came and bowed before him, she worshipped him, and there are some Pharisee spirits sitting there saying, I wonder if you know what type of woman this is. Christ had a compassion for every situation that is happening right now. He knows. So sometimes, and I'm realizing that it is very uncomfortable when somebody comes and accuses you of something that you have not done. Amen? But God has created, but he is the beginning of life. He was in no way but evil. Hello? God is the beginning of life. God knows what we have to go through. And the more we go through it in a way that it hurts, because Samson's wife was a Philistine. He loved the Philistine. He loved her. Because when the Philistines turned on her and the family and burned down the house, what did Samson do? He got jawbone. The Bible said he drew donkey jawbone. And he slayed 1,000. He slayed 1,000.
Right.
Hello? Can you see how God used? Some people may say, no, No, it's not scripture. Listen. Let's turn to Judges 14. Yeah? I'm going to read it from the New King James. That we'll get a better understanding on how God worked. Yeah? All right. 14 verse. I think it's 3. Yeah. Verse 4. Verse
Judges
4.
Judges 1 or 2?
No, Judges 14. Verse 4. Let me read it from the King James, yeah? The New King James. It's kind of written out more in English, so we get a better understanding. Right. Yes, here it is. That's verse 4. But his father and his mother did not know, yeah, that it was of the Lord that he was seeking an occasion to move against the Philistines. That's what it says in the New King James Version. There's a reason why God allowed Samson to love the enemy. To love the enemy, his wife. The Philistines, Israel is under the power of the Philistines, you understand? God had allowed that Samson could get that compassion inside of him. Why do I say that? Even if you read on a little bit more, you read and realize that even when the Philistines pressured the wife, because remember with the lion, he teared the lion mouth, and that was a wonderful part I read there. How Samson used his bare hands. But the breakthrough was the honey. The Bible said that when he came back, he found honey. And I looked on it and I said, that is victory. Victory comes with sweetness.
Yes.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
So when we look on the cross as the finishing work, you understand? Look on the lion. Oh, Samson ripped the lion. With his might, because his gift was might. You understand? Did you know that the name Samson means bright light? Bright light can only illuminate when there is darkness. Yeah? And the greatest thing is about it that he got the honey. So he gave him a little riddle. Because he was a trickster. He knew how to wind up people. You understand? And you know the greatest thing about it, that the Philistine only got the riddle through the wife, because the wife understood. Samson, you love me, why put me under this type of pressure? Give me the riddle. Because she's already under pressure from her own kind. Mm-hmm. If you don't give me the riddle, I'm going to burn down the house with you and your father. You see? Words are no. Words are powerful. That's why sometimes I have to keep this. Better you go and speak to God and allow the Holy Spirit to go forth and be with it then for you too. Because sometimes we can allow our emotions to speak and not realizing that sometimes you can give the devil some kind of hint to go down. So already the Christians had already spoken to God and said, we will. You don't give us, we will. Burn down your house with you and your father. And they had already spoken. Because they did come back and do what they said that they had already spoken. But what got Samson so upset was you pressured the one that I love. That is how Christ felt. You know, every time we read the Bible, look on it as the foreshadow of Christ. There is something that the Holy Spirit is going to, but the Holy Spirit has to bring everything back to Christ. So now I can understand how Samson felt about this woman that he loved. The Bible said that he made a deal with them. True? If you don't find out the riddle, you bring me back 30 garments. And for them garments was not a little bit because Amar, he had some real top clothes. But these were top 30. I don't know if they maybe could be captains or whatever. They were top ranking people. You see the day when they broke the riddle? And Samson knew that they couldn't. He said, you come and pressure my wife? You come into my house and threaten my wife? The Bible said that he went out. And this is again that I find it strange. The Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord raised up upon him. And he killed 30 men with their garments. And I said, but wait. I don't get that man this up. But what I was looking for was the love for his wife. Because the Bible said the Holy Spirit was with him from the day that he was proclaimed a leader from his mother's womb. You can read it in the last chapter on Judges 13. The Spirit of the Lord was with him. So there is some time it comes back to Christ, who came on earth to save. But the example that Christ was showing is that we cannot do nothing without the Holy Spirit. We can't. So every situation that we're in, the Holy Spirit is there to communicate with you that he will bring the truth, because he is the one that brings the truth. He will bring that solution. And the solution with Samson, I'm going to bring it right down to is when they kill his wife. Samson get mad. And we knew that he went and took a donkey, javelin, and he slayed over thousands with one donkey. Again, we realize that with Jesus Christ, when he was at that place, when the Pharisees was on his case, I don't know if you ever felt when people are on your case, and those who you trust, you turn to, and they let you down. They let you down. Your work colleagues, your family. You turn to them, you ask for some kind of support. And behind your back, they might chat your business. And you say, my Lord, I thought you were a better one. Because look what happened. Samson went into the hills. True? The Pharisees came heavy on Israelites. Israelites had to focus and say, come. We have to deal with this thing now. They never come to defend him. Because remember, they had him up already that he had what? Married an outsider. So that's your problem. That is your problem. So you're going to have to give up yourself. Remember, the Bible said that they tied him. Samson said, please, don't take my life. Don't take my life. How do you think Christ felt when he was on the donkey riding through Jerusalem, knowing that the same people, Hosanna, Hosanna, the healer, the miracle worker, hello. And he knew that in the next couple of days would be the one crucifying him. Murder him! He's a liar. He works for the government. Oh, he's a deceiver. He's a devil worshiper. Hello. Samson was put into that place there. He was put into that place that he had a compassion for Israel. That he started to understand the people that he would have to deliver. Because it was already ordained on his life. I'm going to take it down. There's a place that I read in Judges 16. We know that through the sacrifice that he had put himself in by falling in love with Delilah, he lost his sight. He lost his sight, but he never lost his mind. Never lose his mind, because his mind was still on God. And there is some time that we have been put into a place where there is pressure. Because the Bible said that he was in a what? Like a prison or a dungeon, that he was walking around in circles, moving this big wheel, a mill. We don't know how long he was doing that. But he was saying, Father, Father, I remember the prophecy. Father, Father, I remember Israel. Father, Father, I remember. He was in that place of remembrance. The Holy Spirit is in the good land. The Bible says that the little lad led him to the place. A pillar, two pillars. Remember the foreshadow. Christ on the cross. Hands on the pillar. There's a prayer. There's a prayer there that Samson said. I was cut it short. Lord, your will be done. Your will be done today. You can read it in Judges 16. And the Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord rised up in him again. His hair did not grow. The hair was just a symbol. But his spirit connected back up with God. The Bible says that he killed more people there than what he had done while he was living. The story is a victorious story, because Samson was ordained to fulfill what was already spoken. But the road that he, this is where the Spirit of the Lord is. But when there are some time we can think that this is how God is going to do it, when God is saying, no, I'm going to do it the totally opposite way. We're living in the year 2017. It's not any ordinary year. It's a year of breakthroughs. It's going to be. Going to be different. Sometimes the Holy Spirit is going to say some things to you, and people are going to say, no, it can't work. But God works in mysterious ways. It's different. What is written on the paper can't add up, but in God's kingdom, it adds up. That's right.